So an absolutely beautiful day. Winchester bathed in sunshine. Security, of course, is tight here, as you would expect. The crowd behind barriers to my right and left.
What do you think of the atmosphere here? There are thousands of people around us.
It's incredible. It's good to see Winchester supporting them like this. It is. It's great. It really is.
It makes you very emotional, actually. They're such young men. It brings a lump to your throat.
Just tell me, what sort of emotions were you going through as you saw them marching past?
Well, just that those are the ones that made it back. And I mean, for whatever the good or the bad of this, the political side of this war, these people went out and a lot of them did die.
And just listen to that applause as the second batch of soldiers move in front of the Guildhall and form up in tight ranked squares they are. David Wakefield, what are we seeing here?
This is marvellous to see these units coming through and a lot of old friends.
Welcome back to Winchester, where that blast from the bugles announces the arrival of Her Royal Highness Camilla, Duchess of Cornwall, being presented to the VIPs opposite me in a cream suit, skirt and jacket, and being presented to the VIPs in front of me now. And then she will walk in front of the parade, which is stretched all along the Broadway here in Winchester, and she will be presented to some of those wounded in conflict in Afghanistan.
Officers, soldiers and families of 11th Brigade, it's a huge honour to be here today with you and many of your families to welcome you all home after what has been an immensely challenging operational tour in Afghanistan. Although we are here to celebrate your return, the price has been extremely high. And I join you in mourning those 64 soldiers who are not here and who made the ultimate sacrifice during these past months.
She's now onto the fourth man, and after that, she's going to be inspecting the parade. Now, the parade is fairly long down on the Broadway here. It's going to take some time to walk it, let alone talk to every individual man in the front.
We've got the jets here, the Tornado GR4s, two of them coming straight over our heads. You'll hear the sound, they're over our heads now. Fantastic.
So they've all turned away to the east. And off they go in perfect formation. Immediately the crowd bursts out in applause. They've been very quiet for the past few minutes, but now taking the opportunity to cheer the members of 11 Light Brigade as they pass in front of me. That just about wraps it up for our coverage of the homecoming parade of 11 Light Brigade here in a gorgeous sunny day in Winchester as the troops now march off towards the cathedral for this afternoon's service. And upwards of 1,400 guests, all ranks, members of Light Brigade who were wounded in action in Afghanistan, and also the families of the 64 members of the brigade who died. Those names will be read out and be attended by Her Royal Highness, the Duchess of Cornwall.